I'm going to talk to you today about the Project Healthy Schools program and how over the last 10 years we've developed and sustained partnerships in our communities to grow and sustain our program across the state of Michigan. And I have no relationships to disclose. So Project Healthy Schools started in 2004 as a community University of Michigan collaborative, and it was started by the director of the Cardiovascular Center at the University of Michigan, Dr. Kim Eagle. And it was designed to increase physical activity opportunities and healthy choices at schools to reduce childhood obesity and the long-term cardiovascular risk factors. So the program targets middle school students. We have five main components, which I'll talk about briefly, and it targets those middle school years. To date, we have 63 schools across the state of Michigan, and we've reached over 32,000 students, including 10,000 students in our research. So this map just shows briefly over the last 10 years how our program has expanded. So we had just a little bit of development in the early years, and then you'll see over the last 3 years we've had some major clumps that have kind of shown up across the state, just a good visual, including the UP and the west side of the state. So our mission is that Project Healthy Schools will be a leader in promoting the health of youth by empowering them to practice healthy lifestyles and creating school environments that support their well-being. And we do this through our five main Project Healthy Schools goals. So everything that we do, our education, our environment, our measurement, follows around these five goals. Eat more fruits and vegetables, choose less sugary food and beverages, eat less fast and fatty foods, be active every day, and spend less time in front of the screen. Over the last 10 years, these goals have primarily stayed the same. We've had minor adjustments. For instance, our choose less sugary food and beverages used to just be choose less sugary beverages. And so as research changes, we've modified our goals. But our goals we've chosen because they're realistic and achievable goals, not just for the students participating in our program, but our entire school community. So including our staff, our parents, our community members that are taking part in our initiatives, they're realistic and achievable for all of us to achieve. So we have five main program components. We start with our educational lessons. We have 10 of them, and they've aligned with the Common Core curriculum. We worked with a consultant a couple years ago to do that. And those lessons are taught to sixth grade students. And then we have our healthy environment component, and our healthy environment initiatives focus on five main areas: physical activity, nutrition, wellness communication, staff wellness, and family engagement. And those wellness initiatives can be anything from 5Ks to cafeteria taste testings, staff wellness challenges, health fairs, family nights. I've seen it all. And so those five initiatives are designed to impact the entire school community. The next component is our wellness team. So at every school, we set up a wellness team. Those wellness teams are incredibly diverse in who sits on the wellness team. We have administration, we have staff, we have parents, students, community members, and those wellness teams are really charged with planning those healthy environment initiatives, and they really help to sustain the program within the school. Our fourth component is our wellness champion. So our wellness champion is our ambassador to our program in the school. So they work one-on-one with Project Healthy Schools. They do receive a stipend for their time dedicated to the program. And they connect us to the school to us, and they're really in charge of leading that wellness team and leading the initiatives that are taking place in the school. And then our last piece of the program is measurement. So we have a health behavior questionnaire that we administer to all of our students who receive the curriculum pre and post program implementation. We also have some quality assessment tools such as process surveys that we administer to various stakeholders throughout the process. So we have two main funding sources, program partners that I'm going to focus on today. We have our bucket of funding partners and our bucket of community partners. So here's a quick snapshot of the different funding partners I'm going to talk about. We have health systems, grants, foundations, private donors, and then a statewide partnership I'm going to talk about. So our health system partners, as you can see, have focused on three kind of areas within their service area. So a couple years back, we partnered with Greater Flint Health Coalition and recently Hurley Medical in the Flint area. to implement the program in 5 schools in their community. We partnered with Memorial Healthcare, that's the green dot, to implement the program in 10 middle schools in their service area. And then Beaumont Health System, which is in Oakland County and one of the biggest counties in Michigan, to implement the program in 3 schools. And how that partnership works is they consulted with us, we trained their staff to implement the program, and then they went out into their community using their community ties, their community resources to implement the program. So really it's been an ongoing partnership in that we continue to train them, update them, and all their schools are part of our network, so their champions, their teachers all participate in our initiatives and our trainings. But they're providing the resources and the community ties. And that's been really beneficial to us as they go to expand. So for instance, Greater Flint Health Coalition expanded to 2 schools this year with Hurley Medical. And it was great because they already had community ties to be able to go into those schools and implement the programs. Versus us being in Ann Arbor, we wouldn't have as the strong relationships that they have. So here's just a small list of some of the grants, foundations, and donors that we partner with. We've had many more over the last 10 years, but these are some of the ones I wanted to highlight. General Mills, the Champions for Healthy Kids grant, we received twice. The first time we received it, two school years ago, it sustained our program in our Detroit schools, which had their funding cycle for those programs had ended. And then most recently, this past year, it's sustaining programming in Ypsilanti, which is a small town next to Ann Arbor, but it also has allowed us to expand in Ypsilanti. There were 2 middle schools in that school district that didn't have our program, and so it allowed us to basically, we're now in the entire district. The United Healthcare Community Plan is helping us right now to support our Ann Arbor programming. So it's helping to provide the stipends for our champions, but also provide additional wellness team funds. So our wellness teams typically raise their own money to support initiatives after the initial grant cycles. And this grant is helping to give them kind of a little booster to their wellness team account to do some extra fun initiatives this year. Community Foundation and DMC are supporting our Detroit program right now. Superior Health Foundation is a unique program in that we expanded to the UP, Upper Peninsula, for those of you not from around here, last year. And they said, well, how about 2 more schools? We'll fund you to do 2 more schools. And so we use a long distance model implementing the program up there because it's about a 10-hour drive to northern Michigan from Ann Arbor. And they've really allowed us to partner with it's a very community-based, very small communities, very all hands on deck, and so they've provided that opportunity to expand to even more schools up there. And then the American Heart Association this year provided some funding to partner with the YMCA in Ann Arbor and do some summer camps. And then those other foundations have just really supported over the last couple years different sustainability measures within different communities. So perhaps our most important partnership right now is the Building Healthy Communities Partnership, and this is a statewide partnership. When we joined it a couple years ago, it was Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Wayne State University, the Michigan Fitness Foundation, and the United Dairy Industry of Michigan. And the Wayne State University administers an elementary school program. When we first joined this partnership, the plan was to implement 8 schools our first year, 8 schools the second year, and 4 schools the last year, which would be this year. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services joined that partnership last year, and so we went into 13 schools last year and an additional 9 schools this year with their funding, their support and sponsorship between Blue Cross Blue Shield and Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. So not only has it funded the opportunity for us to grow, but also, it provides our schools with additional opportunities. So the Michigan Fitness Foundation, as a partner of this, provides a discount on PE equipment. So all of our new schools get PE equipment, and we get a discount on that. So we can provide them even more PE equipment as part of our program. The United Dairy Industry of Michigan is obviously, they provide the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. And the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, the requirements are really closely aligned with the requirements or our program and how we operate. And so they're able to kind of double tap into those programs. And the United Dairy Industry of Michigan provides a lot of additional resources. So schools, when they meet those different criteria, can apply for grants so breakfast grants or supply grants. They do a lot of continued education opportunities for both students and staff at the schools. So most recently, a couple weeks ago, I was at Ford Field with hundreds of kids from across the state of Michigan. Every school there received a grant to come to Ford Field, hang out with former and current Lions players on the field, participate in physical active opportunities all day, and all these schools, the United Dairy Industry funded that opportunity for them and paid for teacher subs for the school, the teachers to leave for the day, which is huge. So they provide, and they're really great with us. Like if I email the UDIM, they'll provide giveaways and all sorts of stuff for our school. So it's been a really great partnership with even our other partners that don't necessarily have programming. Also as part of this partnership last year, the Michigan Apple Committee, they provided apples to all of our participating schools to do an apple tasting. So the kids got to sample three different varieties of apples. They provided recipes, they provided tasting forms, posters, information to go home to parents. And then we also partnered with, because of this partnership, with Meijer, which is a grocery store in the Midwest, to provide salad bars to many of our schools. So now many of our schools have salad bars because of this partnership. So this partnership has been great in helping to tie a lot of resources together to allow our schools to really maximize the benefit of wellness in their school environment when we know it's so important. So now I'm going to talk a little bit about our community partners, and this is just a quick list of those community partners. So in our schools, one of our community partners are the food services and the school staff. So the food services, we have a lesson, one of our 10 lessons, the kids get to make their own rainbow of color salad. And this lesson was really great when we were only in the city of Ann Arbor and we could tote our supplies out to the schools and we had our 5 local schools. Well, now that we're in 63 schools across the state of Michigan, it's not so easy to get spinach supplies to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so we've partnered with our food services who order those supplies, deliver them to the classroom, and thus creating a more sustainability for our program because it's all internal within the school. Our food services programs are so great. They also provide food for taste testings. They provide materials for events. So a lot of times we'll do smoothie bars or yogurt parfait bars at parent events to get parents engaged in what healthy choices could look like. And they're willing to supply those materials. And there's different types of food service partnerships. Sometimes they're in-house, sometimes they're a third-party vendor, and so how we partner with them can change a little bit, but they're all usually really supportive of helping our program to be sustained in the school. We've also found a big shift of our wellness teams to implement staff wellness programs. So we know that our staff is really key to program sustainability. The challenge is getting their buy-in, and so our wellness teams have really been charged themselves, I guess I should say, to implement staff wellness initiatives to get that staff buy-in to help support the program long-term. When you have the staff bought in, you are much more likely to sustain that program beyond that first year. So we have, this is just a snapshot of the local organizations that partner with our program. Every school has their own school ties to their community and how they leverage those community resources to benefit the program. So YMCA, we partnered with three different YMCAs to do everything from field trips to after school programming. Back Alley Bikes is a unique one that I bring up because it's just really cool. So this organization in Detroit, they take used bike parts from mini bikes and put them together. So this program allowed students from one of our schools in an after-school program to go to Back Alley Bikes, build their own bike, and at the end of the program got to take the bike home. So now students have their own bikes. I mean, it's just an amazing concept to me. We have Rack It Up Detroit, which they provide after-school programming in one of our Detroit schools, and so we provide some nutrition education as part of that program. Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, if you have them one of these locations close to you, take advantage of them. They have every single one of them an allotment of money that they can provide out to local community resources, and they are happy to do so. So I've had
dozens of schools get field day supplies, fruits, vegetables, water donated. Trader Joe's actually set up a field trip for one of my schools so students could come in and do a cooking kind of experiment as a field trip to Trader Joe's. Both great, great companies to work with. We partner with a lot of local farms, so a lot of our schools are in really rural areas. The grocery store might be the local convenience store, but they have a lot of farms, and so because there's such a tight community, the farmer is probably the next door neighbor, and so the teachers will ask the neighbor, can you bring apples in for this event, and they deliver apples for 5Ks and all sorts of events. So just a wide variety of ways. Another cool example of a local organization is I have a wellness team where the mayor's office sends a representative to every wellness team meeting, and the mayor's office provided the snacks for the participants at the 5K. That's a priority for his community, and it's incredibly rewarding to see how that partnership has come to fruition. Here's just a quick snapshot of some of the local, district, regional, and statewide committees that we participate in as members of Project Healthy Schools to make sure that we're staying part of the conversation and continuing to leverage how we can link to other groups and organizations. We have some university partners. So our Ann Arbor program is completely volunteer-led, so all of our lessons are taught by volunteers. So the U of M School of Public Health, School of Social Work, and Med School all provide us with volunteers who teach our lessons to students in the Ann Arbor schools. Additionally, this semester we have a field placement student from the School of Social Work who's helping us to implement our program. Mott Children's Hospital, we did some summer programming there this past summer where we went in dressed as Super Produce and did some programming for the siblings of students or of kids who are in the hospital. And then this past spring, there was a 5K held at the Big House at U of M, and we were one of the benefiting organizations. And so as part of that, now for ACEs, All Children Exercise Simultaneously Day in May, they're inviting our partner schools to come to the Big House to do a big event for ACEs. The last one I'll talk about is our Skyline High School. They have a health and medicine magnet. So this is one of three local Ann Arbor high schools. And one of the students pictured in this, the one I believe on the far left, she had Project Healthy Schools as a sixth grader. And then she joined the health and medicine magnet. And her capstone project was to be a health ambassador and teach the lessons in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. She now is in college, and she's starting our program in Bangladesh because that's where her family is from. So to be able to see the ties that over the last 10 years, how our program has impacted our community, but also continues to grow and impact other communities, has been really rewarding, and that's been a huge advantage to the Skyline partnership. So here's just a brief map that shows how expansive our collaborations are. And we used to have exact lines for every single partnership, and it was no longer able to be drawn. So now we have a more condensed version. So the takeaway message is to build diverse relationships that demonstrate strong funding resources and community ties to support long-term program sustainability. And I'd just like to thank my team back in Ann Arbor. And last, I will leave you with a picture of the Super Produce at the 5K, and yes, that is me as a banana on the right. Thank you.